Juno Afternoons made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guests are from the Center for Nonviolent Communication to preview an interactive weekend workshop to build empathy skills. We have Darcy Lockhart from Here in Juno and also Jared Finkelstein. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is nice to have you here. Darcy, maybe you could start by telling us a little bit about the Center for Nonviolent Communications presence here in Juno.
Actually, the way it shows up is practice groups. We bring in trainers like Jared once a year and train us up in the skills of nonviolent communication. And because it's a practice to change how we communicate, I have facilitated practice groups for the last 8 years.
Okay.
And that's how we show up.
Okay. And occasionally you bring in outside teachers like Jared, is that right?
Yes.
All right. And how do you find Jared?
Well, actually, Kathleen McFerrin came, oh my gosh, probably 9 or 10 years ago. And she's the one who brought Jared with her 1 year. And that was probably, what, 5 years ago?
Sounds about right, yeah.
Okay. So building empathy skills, can we start with a baseline definition of empathy?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. I think you could get as many answers as you had experts who speak to it. But in the discipline of nonviolent communication, we think of empathy as a unique quality of presence that one person can offer another person or offer themselves. And it's a respectful understanding of what's meaningful or what's important to the other person without our habits of judgment or trying to fix or diagnose or correct, but really a quality presence that just tries to be with the feelings and the needs that the other person might be expressing in whatever they've said or done.
Do you have maybe sort of a quintessential example that you share with your students, two individuals talking, and they're not or they are able to find empathy?
Okay. I'll give you an example, one that I really kind of relate with. So say a wife says to her husband, I wish you didn't work so much, right? And what he does is he doesn't work as much, but he goes golfing, right? So what she's really saying is, I would like more time with you, right? So that when in empathy skills is you find out what the person's feeling, I'm frustrated because you're working, 70 hours a week. What she's needing is, I would like companionship. I would like to have us do things together, but it comes across as a criticism, oh, you're working too much. And he takes it as, oh, well, if I wasn't working, I could be doing something fun, which isn't relating to her at all.
I wonder, is this workshop almost as much about communication as it is building empathy?
They're so synergistically connected. And I think even beneath that, really, it's a workshop about your orientation towards life and your consciousness. Like, how do you experience other people's behavior? Do you experience it through the conditioning of judgment or interpretation, or like Darcy was just giving an example of, like, does it come from curiosity and a desire to connect? And if my orientation is to connect with other people, that's going to inform how I think about them. It's going to inform how I speak to them. It's going to inform how I listen to them. It's going to inform what actions I take. And so absolutely, this weekend is as much about communication and connection as it is about listening and empathy.
Okay, more into the class in just a second. Darcy, can you give us a quick outline of when the workshops are? Should mm-hmm. we be planning on going to all of them? Things like that.
Okay. So tonight we're having a public introduction to nonviolent communication at the library downtown. Starts at 6:15, goes till 7:45. And then on Saturday at the hospital from 9 to 4:30, we will be talking about empathy, empathetic listening, being practicing empathy skills. It's not going to be a lecture. It's going to be diving in and doing it.
And interactive, right?
Interactive,
on the title.
Yes. And then on Sunday, it's at the same place, the classrooms at Bartlett, from 1 to 5. And typically people come to Saturday and continue on to Sunday. So
Sunday is very much applying the same practice that we're learning on Saturday, but to oneself, which is far more subtle and nuanced. So day one is really about finding an interactive experience of doing it with another person to make it much easier to apply the same sort of presence to oneself.
Who do you find benefits most from these classes?
I hate to say, from my orientation, everyone. Like, it can't hurt to know oneself better. It can't hurt to be more compassionate with oneself and more capable of listening. These skills are so practical and learnable and useful in the world. And that said, I think the people who benefit the most are the ones who are ready and open and curious to learn, like who have some inkling in their life that this is an area they want to develop, and that makes learning those practical skills much more accessible.
Got it. Darcy, is there a cost for attending these workshops?
So the one at the library tonight is free, and the cost for the Saturday workshop is $100 plus 5% sales tax.
Okay.
And for Sunday, it's $50 plus sales tax.
Okay. Jared, what is one of your first pieces of advice that you give to your students or the people that you're working with? I don't know if students is the right word.
Yeah. I just think of them as people. I'm often as much of a student in my class as I am the facilitator. I don't know if it's advice, but I think the central shift in the nonviolent communication practice really has to do with just this idea of nonviolence and seeing something connecting in life and in the human experience. And we call this in the practice universal human needs, like this idea, this assumption we could make that everybody shares a longing for love, everybody shares a longing for connection, everyone shares a longing for meaning. And if you can take that leap and really have a felt experience that, oh yeah, those qualities really matter to me, and I'm able to imagine other human beings those qualities are important to, that's sort of like the initial step into what I would call like the castle in the sky that is this area of skill building that we're going to play in. And so I think to answer your question, like the first thing I want to invite people into is that experience. Like, are you willing to stretch to make this assumption something that you're willing to take on for the remainder of our time working together, and then potentially really integrate it into your life and the choices you make and the relationships you show up for?
Okay. Darcy, hopefully people will be able to make tonight's presentation and the mm-hmm. workshops on Saturday and Sunday. If they can't, what is a good way to get involved with your organization here in Juneau?
Okay, so we have a Facebook page, so they can connect to us by Juneau Compassionate Communication Group.
Okay.
And if they don't have a Facebook page, like myself, I don't, they could email me at darcyl@gci.net.
Okay. Remind us the time again of tonight's presentation.
6:15. Downtown Library, yeah.
Okay, and that's free and sort of an orientation or what people might expect from the workshops this Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, we're going to play.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one thing I really want to add. Like, these workshops are fun. There's a lot of laughter. There's a lot of meaning. There's a lot of really real authenticity. And so, you know, if we've come across it all as a little dry, I really want people to know that it's there's
we should have kept Colette.
Yeah, we could have.
For this.
No, they're really fun and touching. They sort of run the gamut. The feelings are welcome.
Got it. And there are more seats available,
yes.
Sounds like?
Yeah.
Okay. Jared, will you say your last name for me?
Sure. It's Finkelstein.
All right. Jared Finkelstein and Darcy Lockhart. They're part of the Center for Nonviolent Communication. Meet them tonight, 6:15 at the Downtown Library, and possibly Saturday and Sunday at Bartlett Community Hospital.
Yes.
Thank you both for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping people are curious and check us out.
Yeah. And again, if they have questions, they can email you at darcyl@gci.net.
Correct.
I think I'd just like to make one last plug that it seems to me we live in a really divisive time right now. And so this particular skill feels particularly meaningful, even if it's just to sit with neighbors and relatives that you might normally have a different response to, the chance to explore what it might be like to listen and be with them in a more compassionate way.
All right. Thank you both.
When the TV won't work and your toys fall apart and you have a sad feeling deep in your heart, you want to go out, but it's raining out there. I want you to know I care, I care, I do.